They've issued court summonses against Irish Water and also against Donegal County Council, and this relates to the main Letterkenny supply, which serves 19,500 people in Letterkenny. And the court case is over the failure of Irish Water, and I suppose previous to that, Donegal County Council, to install a barrier for both THM, which is a chemical derivative which arises from excess chlorine in the water, should we say, and also for cryptosporidium removal. I was at the council meeting last Friday, and there was various matters raised in relation to Irish Water, and in fact we were told as councillors that the council officials can't answer any queries in relation to water anymore because it's the now within the remit of Irish Water. But nobody at the meeting at any point in time disclosed that there was a set of proceedings which are going to take place, as I say, that they're apparently listed for a hearing on the 7th of October. So I don't think much is being done, because if these matters were being addressed, obviously the EPA wouldn't have to take court proceedings.
Can Irish Water claim this is a legacy issue? It's not a problem for them. It's an issue which should have been addressed by Donegal County Council before the handover took place?
No, because Irish Water took over the water supply, and they knew what they were taking over when they took it over, and they took it over on the basis that they were going to be responsible for the water supplies, and they were going to provide people with good water and safe water. And if they want to take over the water assets which were in place, then they have to also take over responsibility for fixing those, especially if they're now going to go and challenge people for the water.